usually I whistle the intro to this. I don't know if I don't have the pucker for it, you'll have to make do without it. True story, by the way. November the 4th, the year was 91. We had a strong engagement near to Fort Jefferson. Sinclair was our commander, which may remember me, but we left 900 comrades in that dreadful territory. The Indians attacked our force just as the day did dawn. The arrows fell like deadly rain as we were set upon. 100 men fell writhing before our startled eyes, and the horrid yells of savages resounded through the skies. Was it Bunker's Hill and Kennebec, where many a hero fell? Likewise at Canandaigua, it is either truth to tell. But such a bloody carnage may I never see again, as happened near Fort Jefferson, all on that windy plain. 3 hours more we fought them, till then we had to yield. 900 of our comrades lay stretched upon that field. Said Major Clark, my heroes, we can no longer stand. We must strive to form in order and retreat as best we can. Retreat being passed around, there rose a dismal cry. Now helter skelter through the woods, as wolves and sheep they fly. This well-appointed army that had fought so brave before, now fled before the savage and his bloody kind of war. Alas, the dead and dying, how awful to relate. The tomahawk and scalp and knife, it was their dreadful fate. But pity for the wounded who were taken in that fray, to writhe and torment at the stake to end that awful day. Had a strong engagement near to Fort Jefferson. Sinclair was our commander, which may remember me, but we left 900 comrades in that dreadful territory.